We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll be honest with you. When you're informed, if you turn off the area of your conscience that's concerned with the general welfare and the future of this planet and humanity on it, then the government and its different speeches that the different deceivers put out, like Obama last Friday, dealing with the NSA, are really incredible unintentional comedy. Comparing the NSA to your neighbor next door and how great they are, or comparing the National Security Agency to Paul Revere, that is really rich stuff. Because they were actually mad about the British getting into their privacy and reading their mail and searching houses without warrants. That was one of the big beefs of the Revolutionary War, and to arms, the Redcoats are coming. Mandrake, get over there and feed me that belt, boy, a.k.a. a la Dr. Strangelove. These are people that are the antithesis of our republic, that are demonizing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, openly bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and Army Manuals, openly bad-mouthing mainline Christians. In fact, guys, people won't believe it. Will you print me or pull up Fort Hood, Christians listed as terrorists in the training manuals, and also Founding Fathers demonized by Pentagon? I mean, I just want to show people Forbes and Reuters and AP. So you understand, the people running things hate Paul Revere. They hate individuals that are empowered with the spirit of liberty. That's why Friday we had that big report that I saw DrudgeReport.com retweeted. In fact, we pulled that out of the stack. I got here late today, only 30 minutes before broadcast, so I forgot a lot of stuff I wanted to get. I want to show people that article again about the big globalist think tank that advises the National Security Council, saying we need a giant terror attack or crisis in America to go after our enemy. And that is empowered individuals that don't like big government. And they admitted in the article that we're defeating them and that we are the resistance. Of course, I already knew that, but it's just incredible to have Zbigniew Brzezinski, Hillary Clinton, and all these others openly saying this, and Cass Sunstein openly saying this at the White House, because I know it intellectually, but it's a whole other thing entirely to actually see them admitting it. And to know they're really that weak and pathetic. I mean, if they're worried about little old Alex Jones or WorldNet Daily, or the Drudge Report, which are big sites, giant sites. But still, these are the globalists with the nuclear weapons. These are the globalists with the biggest military in history. The truth is, they are so illegitimate and such frauds, they know they're inches away from being arrested. If we start talking about how they're scary tyrants, the only answer is arrest them, like Senator Ted Cruz has done 2 weeks ago that has them spinning in their spiritual graves. They're still alive, but spiritually they're dead. They are freaking out right now over the fact that we might actually call it like it is. We might actually call it for what it is, 200-proof tyranny in our face in a big, fat, gigantic way. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to go dig into the stack from Friday's broadcast. I'm going to pull out that article that deals with the globalist calling for a massive staged event so that they can continue their New World Order. Headline, think tank, extraordinary crisis needed to preserve the New World Order. And I think we need to dissect what's going on in the news. There's a lot of it here. We're going to break it all down. But also talk about the big issue. And that is that it's like a train wreck that's about to happen. Everything we've seen is only a buildup towards this. Global crises, financial meltdowns, you name it. And all the government control and crackdowns that come with it. So ahead of going over the edge, we've already gone over the edge, but it's kind of a gradual slide. But we're about to go over the big edge, the next big drop. We need to really maximize our visibility out there, liberty lovers everywhere, to discredit the establishment ahead of whatever move they're going to make, so that when they make their move, we catch them with their pants down. We've already caught them with their pants down, but we want to tie it knots around their ankles and collectively give them an uppercut right to the chin and break off their teeth. In the last 50 years,
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones. We are broadcasting worldwide on this live Sunday edition, the 19th day of January 2014. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Obviously, we're going to continue as we did on the Friday weekday show, 11 to 2, breaking down Obama's Friday NSA speech that is an even bigger whopper to the past lies that he has told on everything from the Second Amendment to open borders to energy to you can keep your doctor. It's a lie that you'll lose your doctor. It's a lie that your bills will go up under Obamacare. They will go down to the cost of a phone or cable bill. Well, maybe if it's the cable bill for an entire 100-room hotel, maybe that'll be your monthly cost. I mean, these are asinine lies. There are no death panels. Of course, there were death panels in the bill. And they now admit there are death panels in the law. But don't worry, he will decide what to implement outside of law. And Congress has said, okay, the Republican leadership, okay, you go ahead and decide what to do. And you go ahead and decide what to do on the NSA that you are promoting. And you go ahead and decide what to do on borders. And you go ahead and decide what to do on illegal aliens. And you go ahead and decide what to do on war. And just, you know what, you run everything. And then if Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or Congressman Walter Jones or Congressman Amash or anybody else dares point out that this is called dictatorship, well, then you come out and attack them if Senator Cruz calls it frightening and dangerous. Obama is frightening and dangerous, acting dictatorial. Well, of course it's frightening and dangerous. He went on to say terrifying. Yes, it's terrifying to any constitutional lawyer who isn't joining with Sauron, a.k.a. the one-eyed New World Order, all-seeing pyramid. I mean, it's really that simple. Because when you get into a situation like this, there's no checks and balances, and the special interests that are in control through the executive dictatorship, that presidents will come and go, but it will now be a dictatorial executive. Katie, bar the door, because those special interests will lay waste to everything, will rob everything, will destroy competition. Will get rid of any regulation that actually controls them while writing regulation to shut down their competition. This is serious, historically, what's happening. 100% of the time, when countries start going this direction, if you do not reverse it, if the pure unitary executive comes in, you have absolute destruction of the standard of living and secret prisons, torture, mass breakdown of society. And I do not really want to see this happen. Now, if you look at the special interests that have really hijacked this country since 1913, by the 60s, they'd really corrupted the CIA, NSA, and other agencies. They had big problems before, but they were a lot more moral. I've studied the history in depth. But by the 60s, especially, mid-60s, they stopped funding truly democratic, free, altruistic, uplifting governments worldwide, overthrow of dictators. And the Special Forces credo was free the oppressed, defend the oppressed, translated from Latin, to really putting in dictators and autocratic regimes wherever they could and overthrowing democratic regimes that were pro-America. In fact, I say it started in the 60s. In 53, the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt, Kermit Roosevelt, he wrote a best-selling book in 99 before he died on it. They got real angry at him, almost arrested him, but then 4 years ago declassified that the book was 100% accurate, that in Operation Ajax, they staged terror attacks all over what is Iran today and hired radical Muslim groups to blow stuff up and then blamed it on the president, even though he was secular, claiming he was behind it, and then had a counter-coup against the Muslim extremist that they tried to put in power and used that to throw Mossadegh out. So it was like a triple false flag stage deal. And that's declassified. And that was a poet trained in the West, pro-America, pro-women going to college, pro-basically arresting radical Muslims that were trying to overthrow the country. And so they just came in and told the radical Muslims, we're going to put you in charge, and had them blow everything up, and then claimed Mossadegh was with them in a double cross, and then overthrew the country. So what I'm trying to say here is the people running this nation today, since the mid-60s, do not want to put good people in charge. In fact, our own CIA, this is declassified more than 20 years ago, funded Fidel Castro in the late 50s and put him in as the rebel leader to bring in a socialist system where the rich could still live there but redistribute some of the wealth and get rid of Batista. He double-crossed them and decided to go with the Soviets and pure communism, so the rest is history. So, as Carol Quigley wrote in the mid-60s in Tragedy and Hope, as the head of political science at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor at the time, they fund communist, socialist, fascist, flat-out dictators, autocrats. They don't care. They want dictatorial command and control governments that make the public poor on purpose to make you pliable and controllable and dependent for social engineering. They want dumbing down the schooling. They want lowering of IQs chemically. This is all the official policy of the White House science czar in his book, Ecoscience. It's free online. Go read it. It's 1,100 pages. Go read it. You can skip ahead in them adding things to the water to sterilize you and dumb you down, which they do. So your IQ is lower and you're dumbed down. Even if you're upset about this, you're so conditioned chemically, you can't get upset a lot of you. I understand. Plus football's on. I mean, it's a lot more fun. I mean, who wants to hear some guy on the air, you know, who gives you actual facts and things? It's scary. So just deny it. So Obama came out Friday, and I did a video analyzing it that's up on Infowars.com that has the headline, Obama Scared He'll Be Arrested. And that's why he is, let me give you the exact headline here. I'm going from memory. Obama fears arrest and is running scared from NSA scandal. And it's from the Nightly News, an analysis I did for Friday night's Nightly News. I think I'm going to air that at the start of the next segment. And then throughout the week, this week on the weekday show and today, I'm going to play the clip where he said Paul Revere would be proud of the NSA. That's like saying that a rabbi would be proud of Hitler. And then he went on, let me think of something. If Superman would be proud of Lex Luthor or whatever his name is. I mean, it's just absolutely a fraud. One of the main reasons we had the Revolutionary War was because the British were coming in houses without warrants and searching. They were interdicting mail and private mail deliveries and reading it without warrants that violated Magna Carta and a bunch of other British laws. These were Englishmen who had British, you know, British rights. They already had a bunch of wars in England over what our Bill of Rights became here. That's why the majority of the British were for the colonies. And they had a vote to not have war until the King of England went and ordered them in Parliament, King George III, to launch the attack. So it wasn't like all the British were for attacking the colonies as well. They were concerned about people that were Englishmen in the 13 colonies, predominantly English and Dutch and German, being completely and totally overrun. They'd had wars in the Netherlands over basic liberty. They'd had wars in Germany over basic liberty. This was the age of enlightenment. This was the age of the, you know, the golden age of the Renaissance that had been going on for 300 years at that time. It started in 1500, roughly. 1550, you can really mark it. But the point is, 300 years after that, you've got this search for liberty going on. You have in 1600 the colonies being founded, roughly, and people are upset. And so they were diametrically angry about attempts to take their guns, attempts to brainwash their kids in government-run schools, attempts to have state-run religion. They were angry about attempts to enslave them and surveil them. I mean, that's why we have a Fourth Amendment and other amendments about search and seizure. And so Obama says, raping your Bill of Rights is what Paul Revere would do. This is like saying vampires are friends of Van Helsing. You know, Van Helsing is Paul Revere, Obama's a vampire, and he's saying Van Helsing endorses Count Dracula. I mean, it's just polar opposite, 180-degree lie, total fraud, unbelievable.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our Immune Support Infusion Blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this is truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to break down some of the biggest, most flagrant, really cartoon-level, hilarious lies of the liar-in-chief, Satan. I mean, father of lies. I mean, the guy that makes Bill Clinton look honest. I mean, Barack Obama. I'm going to go over some of those now and then get into my special report for the nightly news in the next segment. Then I'm going to cover all the other news I haven't gotten to yet and then give the phone number out for folks specifically on the surveillance society that they've been caught lying to us at every level on. And the system is just desperately hoping you don't find out and don't remember just how deceptive they've been. And they really hope you don't find out what the NSA has really been used for. And the fact that every other major Western government is involved as well. And that the Russians have their own system. It's used to corner the market financially. It's used to control stock markets. It's used to give intel to select corporations that are part of the inside track to be able to shut down all their competition. It is an economic takeover tool. It is not used to fight terrorism. The West goes to bed every night. The leadership of the West praying for terror attacks as political diversions to make you think of how you need them so they can roll out an authoritarian state. And that's why the West finances terrorist groups, protects terrorist groups, and allows terrorist groups to attack, or in some cases fully stages the attacks themselves as false flag setups. Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. Operation Ajax with staged bombings for Iran. Operation Northwoods. I mean, the list goes on and on with declassified examples of staged terror. And here's the article from Friday. Think Tank, Extraordinary Crisis Needed to Preserve New World Order. Author of Shock and Awe Doctrine says elite threatened by non-state actors like Edward Snowden. And I'm not going to replay you Brzezinski saying this like we did Friday, or Hillary Clinton saying we're losing the info war against alternative, empowered libertarian media, or the Pentagon saying that 3 months ago. I played all that Friday. I just want to point you to this article because writing for the Atlantic Council, a prominent, it's more than prominent, it is a paramount think tank based in Washington, D.C., Harlan K. Ullman warns that an extraordinary crisis, quote, is needed to preserve the, quote, New World Order, which is under threat from being derailed by non-state actors like Edward Snowden and other empowered individuals that have discredited global governance and the state. You got to go read these quotes. You got to go read his paper. This is the guy that advises the Security Council, which runs the government. You know, you think of the president, he's a puppet, but his office has become dictatorial. It is the National Security Council that runs COG, Continuity of Government. And during any type of civil emergency or staged event, nuclear war, asteroid, you name it, real or manufactured, these guys take over. Congress for 6 months to a year has no power. Totally unconstitutional. And Bush signed an executive order and a PDD a year before he left office that Obama continued, saying that for a civil emergency, financial emergency, or you can look this up. In fact, I'll remember during the next break the PDD number and pull it up. Guys, type in Bush signs executive order suspending Congress during emergency, and then it'll pop up. I forget the PDD number and the executive order number. I mean, I'm not perfect. The point is Obama, the first thing he did when he got into office was reauthorize that. I mean, that day in 2009 in January. Was it January 22nd or whatever? He was sworn in. Boom. Boom. First action. Next action. Make all of his records from college and everything else totally secret, national security secrets. And Congress isn't even allowed to see what's in that PDD. In fact, I've had Congress people on the National Security Committee over the years about that executive order under Bush and Obama, saying they've asked to see it and been told, you're not allowed to see it. This is the legitimate government of the Congress, as powerful or more on paper in the Constitution than the president. The last 100 years, they've taught co-equal. Before that, it was Congress was the most powerful because it controls the power of the purse. And it was the most diversified with its own separation of power, so you don't get a dictator. You have three branches of government, and then you have nine justices, and you have 500-plus members of the Congress. They're always adding more as population goes up, the House and Senate, 100 senators and apportioned by population the House. That's more division so that you can't get a centralized clique that ends up becoming dictatorial. But it can still happen. And now Congress has basically ceded all of this incredible power over to the presidency, and then didn't do anything. A few people criticized it. Ron Paul criticized it. A few other congressmen we had on criticized it at the time. But that was it. And then now, you fast forward 7 years, because this happened the year before Obama, the Obamanation, got in. And Obama conservatively, according to most constitutional lawyers I talk to, and I agree with their analysis, is about 10 times worse than Bush when it comes to power grabbing. And Bush was the worst ever, and they used 9/11 to do that. And I was no fan of Bush, as people know. Now it's light-yeared ahead, 10 times worse, conservatively. And how does the Republican leadership respond? This has been covered in the press, finally. Obama said last week, I'll act on my own to make breakthroughs this year on energy, on borders, on illegals, on guns, on military operations, on Obamacare, on everything. And Congress says, oh, yeah, and by the way, you just decide to do what you want with the NSA. So Obama comes out with rhetoric and criticizes it, but then meanwhile is massively increasing the funding and expanding all of it, and they make it about, well, it's who has the data. And we promised to reform it where we grab everything you do illegally, and we lied and said we weren't doing that, but now that we've been caught doing it, we promised to be nice with it, and then they play these lawyer games all day with it. Listen, you talk about discrimination, about religion or color or all these distractions they use in divide and conquer. The real discrimination is special interest with access to this type of data. The Fortune 1000 folks on record are in all that data. It's being bought. It's being sold. The big Microsofts and Googles and Yahoos and all of them act like they're not part of it. They've all been caught at fundamental levels, feeding and gathering the data back into the central hub. And the NSA and cybersecurity is really a global, not just national, clearinghouse for all of this data that you don't get access to. And then when you finally sell out to the system, you're given access to all the marketing data, all of it. Okay, that's how this really works. And I was told this before it all came out by very high-level people, and you notice it's all come out now. I don't know why so many high-level people in the 18 years I've been on air always give me the data. We're going to break in a moment, but I've got to start going to these clips. Let's take you out with Obama talking about how the NSA are like your neighbors next door. You go over and get a cup of sugar from them.
The NSA and other intelligence agencies are our neighbors. They're our friends and family. They've got electronic bank and medical records like everybody else. They have kids on Facebook and Instagram. And they know more than most of us the vulnerabilities to privacy that exist in a world where...
And by the way, Hitler was supposedly a nice guy. People say he had a German shepherd he loved named Blondie. He also gave his cyanide in the bunker, along with his wife. And down the hall, the head of the SS, Heinrich Himmler, gave it to his wife and kids. But hey, you know what? There are neighbors. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer, neighbor, right next door. I mean, they're neighbors. I mean, it's okay. I mean, come on, trust us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The bad boy of broadcasting, ManCow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, Governor Cuomo of New York has come out and said that if you're pro-life or pro-gun, this is an actual quote, move out of New York State. This is how authoritarian the so-called progressives are. That's coming up. Obama tells Bloomberg that it's racial animus is the reason his approval rating's dropping. It was white folks that put him in office hoping for racial reconciliation. And, of course, Obama has used it for balkanization and race baiting and race hustling like Al Sharpton instead. And by the way, I was correct. It's PDD 51 that Bush signed and then an accompanying executive order that Obama signed when he got back into office. And under PDD 51, you can read the Army Times itself or see congressional debates about it. Congress is suspended. But the classified version of it, even Congress isn't allowed to see. Well, I mean, that's the president being a dictator right there. Congress is co-equal to the president. Now, Obama says, though, that Paul Revere spied on the British. Yes, a foreign enemy invading who had been illegally spying on them. That's why we have the Fourth Amendment. Obama represents the globalists that are literally occupying this country in an authoritarian takeover, a corporate anti-free market crony capitalist takeover using socialism to domesticate the public. Let's go to that clip from Friday.
Of our republic, a small secret surveillance committee born out of the Sons of Liberty was established in Boston. And the group's members included Paul Revere. At night, they would patrol the streets, reporting back any signs that the British were preparing raids against America's early patriots.
Look, he has American flags behind him, like he's a good guy.
Throughout American history, intelligence has helped secure our country
and our
freedoms.
Yeah, intelligence against real enemies, against foreign ships, against people landing. Here's what Senator Rand Paul had to say about it.
He mentioned Paul Revere, but Paul Revere was warning us of the British coming. He wasn't warning us that the Americans are coming. You know, the thing is that the lesson from the American Revolution that the president, I think, misunderstands is that we were upset about British soldiers writing their own general warrants, like national security letters, that
at the dawn of our republic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you go. He says at the dawn of our republic, he was basically doing all of this, keeping us safe. And Rand Paul responded. Now, shifting gears back into these articles, here's our article from August of last year. DOD training manual says extremist founding fathers, quote, would not be welcome in today's military, and actually badmouths George Washington. Then Fox News picked this up. CNN then picked it up. CNN was like, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe the founders are bad. Up next, are the founders bad? So this Obama-run military badmouths George Washington and gun ownership, and they trained to fight the Tea Party that best represents the founding ideas of this country, the real Tea Party, and the entire establishment's against him, and he has the nerve to say at the dawn of our republic, intelligence was used. Yes, against open enemies landing, not against what you're doing on Facebook or what you're talking to your mother about on the telephone. We're going to go out to break with part of my report that I filed Friday night on the fact that Obama's trying to mainline all this right now and make it look like it's mainstream because they've all committed billions of felonies. Every time they grab surveillance or grab your communications without warrants, it's a felony. And now they're trying to hide this in plain view. Here's the report.
Now, the reforms I'm proposing today should give the American people greater confidence that their rights are being protected, even as our intelligence and law enforcement agencies maintain the tools they need to keep us safe. The bottom line is that people around the world, regardless of their nationality, should know that the United States is not spying on ordinary people who don't threaten our national security.
President Obama came out today and said, relax, Paul Revere would love the NSA. The NSA spying on you and your family are like your neighbors in your local community. They want to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, we knew 15 years ago exactly what the National Security Agency and 14 other illegal agencies were doing, grabbing all the digital data and putting it through major hubs to sift through the information, not to look for terrorists. They keep saying, oh, if we had the NSA in place, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. Sybil Edmonds has gone public and other whistleblowers who were there on the days before 9/11 tracking the CIA and others, protecting Al-Qaeda, protecting the hijackers. The FBI lived with some of them. They were just patsy cutouts like Lee Harvey Oswald and Tim McVeigh. But shifting out of that, Obama's saying we don't spy on citizens and we don't spy on foreign leaders. It's on record they spy on Merkel, the head of Germany, and others. It's on record that Congress is being spied on. It's on record that hundreds of major corporations that are part of this are feeding their data from Microsoft to Google to Apple into the NSA grids. Under Obamacare, your health care is filed through PRISM into the NSA. So this is all in the fine print. This is not a mystery. But the general public who was told for decades the government's not watching you because it's illegal, that's a conspiracy theory. Even as whistleblowers like Wayne Madsen from the NSA went public in the mid-90s, they would deny that it was happening. So the big revelation is that they lied to us. They are surveilling us. They're using it to target the press, from AP to Fox News. They're using it to spy on the troops. Members of the NSA are using it on record to spy on their wives and girlfriends and husbands. This is insane. Of course this unconstitutional power is being abused. That's why it's always been illegal in any free society. And so why did Obama get up there and give this hour-long speech today? Because he's desperate. He doesn't want to go to jail. He's been part of expanding illegal NSA wiretapping and mass searches of internet data. Private data. They've been part of the Homeland Security rollout, putting up these police poles that have wireless hubs that grab all of your cell phone info illegally. They have been part of this takeover along with the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership in the Congress. The courts have been complicit to a great extent. And so now they need to mainline it and say, okay, we're spying on you, but I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make sure that it's done properly. This is the guy that betrayed us on Obamacare. This is the guy caught lying more than any other president before.
You like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
You like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period.
They are just conditioning us in a process to accept total surveillance. And they're telling us that total surveillance beyond 1984 is as American as apple pie. Just a year ago, Clapper.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
The NSA specifically targets the communications of everyone. It ingests them by default.
They are liars. They are lying to you like you're a foreign military enemy because America has been hijacked by a corporate offshore takeover that is putting spy hubs into everything, from your refrigerator to your computer to your so-called smartphone. This is the nature of the new web that's being built. It's based on you being surveilled. It's based on you having no privacy. And they think you're stupid, and they're there telling you, we don't spy on you without warrants. Oh, we got caught. Well, we don't dragnet all the info. Oh, we got caught. We don't use it politically. Oh, we got caught. We don't use it to persecute people. Oops, we do. And now Obama's trying to reset, coming back going, listen, Paul Revere would love this. The NSA's like your good neighbor. This is to keep you safe. We want to stop a new 9/11. So they can stage another terror attack or allow terrorists to attack us, the same ones they're funding in Syria, and say, see, we told you so. You reined in the NSA and this happened. When they'll never even rein it in to begin with. Its main mission is getting key data to be able to leverage out their competition in the marketplace. It's so insiders can game our entire world system like a corrupt casino.
Folks, that's only part of the report. The rest of the report's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I also tweeted it out today on the Twitter at RealAlexJones if you want to follow us there and find that full report with actual documents while I'm talking. I show all the news articles to back up what I'm saying. Okay, a ton of news. Your phone calls coming up. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN radio network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Broadcasting worldwide, reaching tens of millions every week and growing exponentially. We sent Jakari Jackson and other reporters, Don Salazar, and crew to the West Coast to check on Fukushima radiation. Found the West Coast was at least three times normal background levels with our Geiger counters and field meters. Something confirmed by health departments up and down the coast. But it was almost a non-issue for the media that made fun of us for even caring in major West Coast newspapers. But the good news is, everywhere we'd set up, even on rural coastlines with 10 people walking by in an hour, they would have listeners everywhere walk up and say, Jakari Jackson. And folks, Jakari's been here a little over a year, and he does the nightly news. And people already all over the country, every time they stopped, at every restaurant, every hotel, every beach, our listeners were everywhere. Well, I want to hear from our listeners out there specifically today on the NSA. What do you think of Obama's speech? I mean, that's a big deal to have an American president come out there and tell more lies and say we don't spy on the average person. Don't worry, we're keeping it in a safe place. Good people look at it. It's not about who's looking at it, you saying they're good neighbors, like Senator Paul said. It's about that it's illegal, you're doing it, and you lied about it. I remember Bush, like 8 years ago, I played the clips many times, saying we don't listen to anybody domestically without a warrant, only overseas. We all knew that was bull. There was NSA whistleblowers in the mid-90s, and there was whistleblowers in 2000. There was whistleblowers. I interviewed them. Wayne Madsen and so many others. We've interviewed a few weeks ago the top NSA whistleblower, who was the equivalent of a general at the NSA. And he just said it's all complete lies. But it's admitted lies. I mean, they said they weren't doing it. Now they say, oh, it's for your own good. More lies, ladies and gentlemen. They've been caught using it against Fox News. They've been caught using it against the Associated Press. They've been caught using it against the Drudge Report. There was a lawsuit by former congressman, 2 years ago? The former congressman from, what was it, Georgia? Bob Barr? Was it Virginia? I can't remember. It's been on the show, but I just want to get Bob Barr back on about that. They're 2 years, yes, Virginia. They're 2 years. I can't believe my memory now. See where Bob Barr was a congressman from. I'm about to get really angry at myself for not being able to remember that. The point is we had Bob Barr on with Liberty Guard suing the TSA because they got documents that they were getting fed data on Drudge, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, because we were the ones driving the whole awakening to the TSA. That's a big deal. That's costing the country $40 to $60 billion a year in lost revenue, lost tourism. That's USA Today's own numbers. From the federal government and from the trade commissions, from the Association of Hotels and others. $40-plus billion dollars a year. We're fighting it. They admit they've never caught one terrorist with it. It's pure theater. It's training everybody how to be slaves. And Infowars.com led the fight against that. I'm not bragging. I'm showing how weak the establishment is. That Infowars.com put out the reports, the videos of them groping people's genitals, and then the TSA saying, we don't do that. And then Drudge took our articles, posted it, got attacked for posting it, and then they had to admit it was all true. There it is, Bob Barr files lawsuit against TSA over Drudge controversy. That was back in 2012. Former Congressman Bob Barr's Liberty Guard organization. And they declared national security a year later and would not release the rest of the leaked info on us. That's who the NSA is watching. They're watching Fox News, and I'm not saying Fox is perfect, but that ought to tell you something. They're watching the Associated Press, which isn't perfect. That ought to tell you something. They're watching all the major media, ladies and gentlemen. The Pentagon admits that. The Pentagon said 4 months ago they're going to go out and engage the media, the new media, any independent media. Yeah, he was from Georgia. I was right the first time. But see, I question my memory. It's just not photographic anymore. It's like losing a family member. My brain used to be photographic after seeing something one time, unless it was mathematical. I'm not good at math. But it was word or visual, 100% recall. Now it's like 95%. I'm just, it's kind of ruining the show, isn't it? That I'm just not confident like I used to be, but I just need to check every bit of that information. The point is that it's so frustrating to know what they're doing, preparing the military for war with the Tea Party, preparing for national gun confiscation in the Army manuals, saying they're going to put us in re-education camps and using the term re-education camp. Type into a search engine, Army Manual Re-Education Camp. You'll get Army.mil. The Army's response 2 years ago when we got that document sent to us by someone in the federal government, let's leave it at that, was to put it on their website a month later on Army.mil. Like, okay, big deal. We declassified it by fiat. What is in the news today in Associated Press? The NSA is declassifying millions of pages of data ahead of Obama declassifying it to make him look like a reformer. They want to look like, oh, we have nothing to hide. Here's the civilian inmate labor camp program. Sure, we're getting ready to put gun owners in camps. Big deal. Sure, at military bases we say any evangelical Christian or gun owner is a terrorist and the founding fathers are bad. I mean, look, we get the document, a week later it's forced out in the news. First they say, oh, Alex is crazy, all the White House run outfits and White House connected outfits, Huffington Post, all them. Come on, oh, it's not real, that's a crazy man. Yeah, you know, I'm crazy. I'm crazy upset that I'm swimming in this data. I'm swimming in the facts. I'm swimming in reality. Here's the toll-free number. To give me your take on the NSA and where all this is going and If we don't get Obama and the NSA in trouble, and I know they're just puppets, but still, figuratively as figureheads, we've got to get them in trouble and reverse stuff, not have Congress go, we'll show you on dictatorial spying. We'll just make the president a dictator and let him decide what to do with it. Because we're up to this to our eyeballs, so we'll just pass the buck, and we'll do that on everything else. I mean, that's happening. It's all happening. I wish it wasn't happening. I wish I wasn't right. Believe me, this isn't fun to be at the tip of the spear in this. I pinch myself every day. I think I'm dreaming. I can't believe this is all happening. It is. I know why you deny I'm right, because I deny I'm right. I don't want to believe this stuff. I don't want to think it's right. I don't want to think it's going on. That the big banks launder almost all the drug money and the drug war is only to shut down small cowboy competitors to keep the price high. Toll-free number to join us. It's different than the weekday number. It's the Sunday number, only for the Sunday show, because we produce everything in-house right here on Sundays. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And all I ask is you be to the point and have a good phone. 877-789-2539. And we're not doing first-time callers only today, but I don't want long-time callers. Nothing against you, but you're always there speed dialing. I want to give everybody a chance. And we get better callers when they're first-time. So let's try callers that haven't called in 6 months today or first-time callers. Okay, and I know you'll follow the honor system. 877-789-2539. What I really want is drunk people watching the football game calling. No, actually, I don't want that. Get drunk after the show. I'm joking. Okay, folks. Or daring it, like I am. I'm joking again. The point is the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. And when we start the next hour, we will start going to your phone calls. Now, listen, I've got all this other news, but just look at these headlines I pulled up today. PDD 51 and executive orders give Obama dictatorial power to suspend Congress for 6 months as well as the governors. Don't believe me? Go to InfoWars.com, click through the actual presidential decision directive. The three-page cover sheet says that. Congress asked for the 300-plus page classified version and was told they couldn't see it. That's a big deal. Here's another one. DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Boom. Here's another one. Think tank, extraordinary crisis needed to preserve new world order. That's from Friday. Now, that said, let me give you some of the other news. I've got economic, I've got so much here that's incredibly important, but the big one for me after I take calls that I want to drill down into is this baby out of Raw Story, which is a Democratic front group on record, well, I mean a front group, they admit it, and who's very proud of this. They're very proud of this type of authoritarian talk. Governor Andrew Cuomo says gun-loving pro-lifers not welcome in New York, right explodes. He was in the Albany Times Union, they quoted him, they reportedly are going to post a recording of it. And he says they have no place in New York State. They have no place to stay in New York because that's not what New Yorkers are. So, see, he'll decide, even if you disagree with pro-lifers or you disagree with gun owners, they're open and liberal, so they don't agree with you because that's not who New Yorkers are. He will dictate and say, you're not welcome here. I mean, this guy literally ought to move to North Korea. Kim Jong-un. I mean, look at him, the son of another gangster Cuomo. I mean, what a degenerate piece of trash. I saw his daddy with David Rockefeller at a Bilderberg group meeting that I videotaped from 300 yards away in the bushes. That's in my film, award-winning film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The DVDs and all of it are available at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, supporting InfoWarsStore.com helps fund this operation. It's got the best products from supplements to T-shirts that there is out there. We'll be back with the second hour, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is...